tell when you hear the music. When you hear this music, you know it's time to connect the dots. That's right. Hey, it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. An easy name to remember. T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, Tom Edison. Hey, this is BBS Radio. And there are just 2 million things to talk about tonight and only 1 hour to do it in. Well, let me just get started here. You know, the most important thing coming up right now, and this is an educational show, by the way, it's also a call-in radio show. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Anyhow, the most important thing happening is this Monday, September 21st. There's a global meditation taking place. And it's not meditations. These meditations they're having to make things better here on planet Earth, they're not what you think they are. You know, if you haven't participated in one already, if you haven't taken the time to investigate for yourself to see, it's nothing like what you might think a meditation is or a global meditation is. First of all, you can do it wherever you're at. All you got to do is know the time and know what you should be focusing your thoughts on. See, it's a collective consciousness meditation. The more people that are focusing their thoughts on the same scenario for 20 minutes, the more powerful the effect of the meditation. You know, some of you people might have heard about something called prayer. You know that prayer can change things. It's a proven fact. And the more people that engage in, so this meditation is kind of like a prayer in that sense. The more people that get together and focus on the same thing, the more powerful it is and the more effect it will have. And we're talking about doing good things for our planet and our people here, the human race. Forget about the robots. So I'm going to give you the info now. So get yourself a pen and paper, or, you know, you can tape the show here or check it out in a couple of days, get the download of the show, and then listen to it again. But just simple, just get a pencil and paper and write this down. There's a site to go to. All you have to do is Google it in, like I'm going to give it to you. It'll take you to the YouTube for 20 minutes, and you can get a preview of what this meditation is going to be like. It starts off with a lot of music. There's very few things being said, but during the course of the 20 minutes, the individual narrating will tell you what to focus on. Imagine this. Blah, blah, blah. Imagine this happening. Blah, blah, blah. And then you, as the participant, simply imagine, follow the lead where you're being led to imagine, and imagine it. And this is how we focus our thoughts. And you can do it from wherever you're at, but just do it at the prescribed time. You know? It's going to happen in New York City at 6:08 p.m. 8 minutes after 6:08 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in New York City is going to happen, or anywhere else that your clock is tuned into Eastern Daylight Time. It'll be Monday, September 21st, 6:08 p.m. If you're on the west coast of the U.S., it'll be at 3:08 Pacific Time. And if you're somewhere else in the world, well, you can figure it out. Plus, there's once you start going on the web, There's other ways to find out the time, or you can just figure it out. Google time zones, and they'll explain it to you how to find the difference between the New York time I gave you, New York City time, and the Pacific time I've just given you. Anyhow, the meditation, this is what you Google in the Google bar. Meditation against the second wave lockdowns. And then followed that by keying in the word YouTube. The computer will take you right there to the 20-minute video. Listen to it before the event so you understand, then you'll get an education of what these type of meditations are like, how easy it is to participate, and then you'll have an idea of what you're going to be doing when the meditation actually happens. And then you can play the same 20-minute video back to help guide you through this meditation. And if we're all doing the same thing, we'll be focusing our thoughts the same way. It would be wise for us to all, at the appointed time in your time zone, to begin at exactly 8 minutes after the hour, begin playing that 20-minute video. Again, it's meditation against the second wave lockdowns. And follow that by the word YouTube. And the computer will do it for you. It'll bring you right there. Now, this meditation has been scheduled because the information is out there that all the deep state, dark side, no-gooders are planning to trick us all into accepting a second wave lockdown. They're going to be lying to us on the mainstream media about an increase in numbers. They're going to be controlling the minds of the lawmakers to impose lockdowns wherever they can get away with it. And we want to thwart them before they do it. They're planning on doing all those bad things and set the lockdowns in motion on Tuesday or late Tuesday afternoon. So we want to beat them to the punch and do this meditation on Monday. Of course, if you're in a different part of the world, it might actually be early morning Tuesday already. But it'll be before Tuesday afternoon when they're planning to unleash second wave lockdowns wherever they can get away with it. So we want to thwart them from doing that, stop them from doing it. And one of the strongest ways to do this is to do this meditation. And let me tell you, it's important for all of us to participate. And there's another site called WeLoveMeditation.com, I think. You can find that info there too. But please participate. There's a saying I coined a long time ago when I wrote the song, "Ain't No Justice," and the saying is, "There is no justice except what you make for yourself." So let's make ourselves some justice, people of Earth. I'm talking to you. And while I'm referring to people of Earth, I'd like to refer to the Galactic Federation. I started finding out about them about, I don't know, 2.5 years ago or so. When I got on Twitter and the guy to follow was Cobra Info One. That's his hashtag. But he's kind of one of the spokespeople for the Galactic Federation of Light. They're here attempting to move us all into the fifth dimension. Meanwhile, they're cleaning up a lot of the bad stuff that's been put around Earth to quarantine us from the rest of the universe. And I've tweeted, attempted to contact their representatives one way or another, and they're not too a responsive group. Just this past day, Cobra Info One was tweeting about there's a difference between blogging in on your computer about first contact and actually having a mothership fly by your window outside, hover outside your window and actually communicate with you. So my response to that was, for those of many of us are not privileged to have that opportunity, it'd be nice if someone in the mothership would call in, phone in to my radio show this Saturday or any Saturday after at the time slot of my show. Will they do it? I don't know. I wish they would, And I mentioned to have a reciprocative conversation, because a lot of these higher advanced beings, hey, they're flying around in a mothership, they use telepathic communication, but maybe it's they don't grasp the fact on a radio show you need verbal communication. All the telepathy in the world coming into my head is not going to really help the listeners out. What can I say? I put the I put the welcome mat out there, but these people are not too responsive, which is not too good to hear. Just like, and some of them just don't have a great knowledge of humanity, and they got this idea they're going to when they finally show their faces and land, they're going to land at the UN. And I'm on Twitter, and I tweeted, that's a bad idea. These are some of the most crooked people on Earth at the UN. You're going to land there? What makes you think that that's going to be a positive move? These people are all professional liars, man. They'll con you left and right, and you won't even know they're conning you. And they'll agree with everything you say, and that doesn't mean they really agree with what you say. You've got a lot to learn, Galactic Federation of Light, about people here on Earth. A lot to learn. That's why you should call into this radio show. You might have to learn things the hard way, but that's not helping us. You're here to save us. You're here to help us move into the fifth dimension. Well, if you're making stumbling moves like planning to land at the UN, it's not a good idea. It's just going to delay things. Because you'll have to find out the hard way that was the wrong place to land. You don't understand on planet Earth here. Things are not like they are in the rest of the galaxy. The United Nations is not united. It's a bunch of crooks, a bunch of scam artists, a bunch of con artists. They don't represent any unification of the world whatsoever. It might have started out like that, but it certainly isn't that today. I mean, as the saying goes, it was a great idea in the beginning. It sounded good back then. But what it turned into, I have no respect for the United Nations, believe me. Mm-hmm. And what can I say? I said it. Just like chain of command systems are being used against us. Oh, yes, they are. Look what's happening to us right now. The stupid coronavirus scam plandemic. And they ought to stop using that word pandemic, because this coronavirus thing is not a pandemic by definition. But there you go, mainstream media blatantly telling lies, as they're professional liars, you know. They get paid to tell lies, you know. And I might have mentioned it last week. There's something called the Sinclair Group owns ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and a couple of others. I mean, really. And, you know, goes in perfectly with the story that six people control all the media in the world. No surprise. They're all in with the scams to lie to us and deceive us and serve the New World Order, who wants to take over the whole world and set up their one world government. And this is part of it, you know, and they're taking away your rights. They're using this fake pandemic. That's what it really is. It's not a pandemic. It's a fake scam. They're manipulating the numbers. They're lying to you about the true science. And they don't give anybody a chance to tell the real truth. There's a lot of truth being told on the internet. Other doctors that say that you're being misinformed, except the politicians listen to the mainstream media. That's right. They're all pawns for all the politicians. They're basically pawns for the New World Order. And, you know, let's face it, people succumb to bribe money. But let me just tell you how bad it is. In United Kingdom, which is not the Britain that we the world knew about during World War II or during the Beatles' British invasion, where all the great rock music came out of England for a half a decade there, or a decade. It's not that England, no sirree. The England of today, the British, Great Britain, it's no longer great. It's a totalitarian government, basically. They have, like, really... the police go after people that don't have their masks on and ignore real crimes. There's so many scandals with the police allowing rapes to take place. Unbelievable. But the most recent thing is children in the United Kingdom now, children in school are being vaccinated without parents' permission. Take this seriously. You might be living here in the United States, but if they can get away with it in England, we're next, believe me, because the schools are part of the chain of command system, and it will be used against us. And don't be surprised if your child got vaccinated and you weren't told about it, was forced to be vaccinated in school. Parents, you better be careful about what's going on in your school. The schools are indoctrination centers, and they can't be trusted, period. And if they tell you their school is safe, I mean, really, you better do your own investigation. Sure, it's a lot easier just to not have to think about it and accept somebody else's opinion or statement on it. But authorities can't be trusted anymore, and certainly the schools can't be trusted. I told you before on the show, schools in Los Angeles are the most microwave places on the face of this earth. That's right. You send your kids to school in Los Angeles, it's good they're not going to school because they're not getting microwaved to death every day. You know, with all the Wi-Fi in the classrooms, plus they all got their cell phones on, and it's destroying their DNA. And talk about DNA, you should be talking to your DNA. I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. You know, have you been talking to your DNA? Well, you should be. You know, I mean, seriously, we can call it mind over matter. We can call it whatever you want. But DNA was designed to be communicated with by humans. That's right. You have the ability, and your body was created for you to actually communicate with your DNA. And 10 10 strands of our 12-strand DNA have been turned off for thousands upon thousands of years. And the stupid scientists of the 20th century scientists, even the ones of today, the DNA strands that are turned off, they've labeled them junk DNA. That's because they're idiot scientists, you know? They lack the necessary education to understand something so complex. And so, you know, like most scientists, they like to pretend they know what they're talking about, whether they do or not. Sometimes they do. And other times they don't. And in this particular case, they don't. So the new information is, it's been right at our fingertips all along, our own ability to turn on our DNA. We need to start talking to it. Your friend, you know, you can, you know, when no one's around, start talking to your DNA. Close the door and so people don't think you're crazy, and start talking to your DNA. Hey, DNA, wake up. I want all my DNA strands to be working, like the two that are working. Wake up, DNA. Seriously, start doing this. It, you know, it's the info out there. You'll never know if it's going to work unless you try. And you can also, you ought to want all your DNA connected, because that's going to help bring you into the fifth dimension. Which it vibrates faster, and you need your DNA working to be, you know, have a normal existence in the fifth dimension. It's important. Don't say, I'm happy with my two strands, because then you're not going to be able to make it into the fifth dimension. You know, you're going to be stuck in a third dimensional existence here or somewhere else, and eventually the Earth will give away its third dimension. The Earth is in two dimensions now. It's in the third dimension and the fifth dimension. And the future is in the fifth dimension. What do you want to go through conflicts the rest of your life for? In the third dimension, there's always the opportunity for evil to jump in and mess up your life. And there's so many evils in the universe. Not only blood-sucking, but energy-sucking evils. I've mentioned it before, but you need a little reminder, perhaps. The archons, the invisible entities that are consciousness, kind of like without a body. And they come, they're here on Earth now, and they feed off negative energies, and they suck the energy out of your body. And they have the ability to mind control you to some extent. They can telepathically send your messages to your subconscious. You know, the subconscious is what picks up the telepathy. And you can prove it to yourself, but we're not ever going to get into that. Yeah, so they send messages to people to cause confrontations. This happens every day. Most confrontations are caused by invisible entities. You know, I'm sure the fallen angels can do the same thing. And because humans will pick up subliminal communication in their subconscious, and then your subconscious talks to your conscious. And so people, you know, are being targeted every day of their lives. And only those with the strong will and know how to focus their thoughts on good things ignore stupid things put into their minds. But confrontations, fights, you name it, these things are instigated by invisible entities who seek to create anything negative, because they feed off the negative energy. You know, and things associated with anger, hate, violence, killing, suffering, fear. They feed off that. And that's what their whole existence is about. And they're here, and they're messing with us still. So that's why we really want to get rid of the third dimension, because they're not going to be able to follow us into the fifth dimension. or at least will be vibrating so fast they won't be able to keep up with us. Anyhow, yeah, third dimension is a very dangerous dimension, especially with all the dark entities out there. And then there's the reptilians, and they can do all kinds of bad things, and they play the mind games with us too. And they out here, they can camouflage themselves to look like humans, sort of shape shift into a human form. Yeah, shape shifting is real. Don't ask me how to explain it, but it's real. It makes sense to believe it is, and we have plenty of testimonies out there. You want the testimonies? Go looking for them. You'll find them. As the old saying, seek and you will find. Hey, I'll say it before and I'll say it again. There's a lot of laws that hit, and here's another example how chain of command is being used against us. In regards to driving your motor vehicles, the seatbelt laws, they're oppressive. You know, they're taking control of it. They want to make you feel you're locked in place, you know, kind of like you're in a jail even when you're in your car. And they restrict your breathing. Half your life force is your breath. And they're restricting your breath, so it's slowing down your vibration, preventing you from evolving. That's why you should never wear your seatbelt. Just keep an eye out for the cops, because unfortunately they got all these stupid laws. They can give you tickets for that. And the police, you know, they need to give up being Nazis. You know, we're tired of this shit. If we had any say in things, we would certainly not allow the police to harass us on the roadways. And we would certainly not allow them to have too much power, which they do already. And there'd be a whole different things change. But we can thank the politicians, the phony politicians, for all of that, because they've sold us all out in America. Everything wrong with America, we can only blame the Democrats and the Republicans for. You know, political parties should be illegal. Every election should be a write-in election. That's what. And in this election, I am a write-in candidate for President of the United States. That way, people would have to write in the name of the person that they really cared about, and you shouldn't have to pay money to get on the ballot and all crap like that that goes on that keeps the poor people out. Poor people know more than the rich people about how to treat people fairly. And it's one of the last things you can do in America for just about no money is run for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. And that's how I'm doing it. As long as I don't take any donations over $200, I don't have to do any paperwork. And that's not a problem, since really nobody's donating to me, because people have been brainwashed. They believe it has to be the Democrats or the Republicans. You know, I got to say, if you're planning, I don't care if you like Trump or you don't like Trump, if you're planning to go, you're in America here, and you're planning on voting in November in the presidential election, and you vote for either a Democrat or a Republican, you are wasting your vote. And you're voting for the same groups that have taken away all your rights, ruins your life here in America by their stupid behavior with making laws. They don't make laws that help society. They make laws that take away your rights, and they make laws that help the rich people. And that's what both the political parties do. If you haven't figured that out yet, boy, you're not even trying to figure it out. So, you know, if you really want to be a patriot, you know, vote for me or anybody else you want to, but don't vote for any Republican or Democrat candidate, because then you're just perpetuating the same bullshit, as the saying goes. And, you know, they will continue to promise you everything, these Republican and Democrat candidates, and once they get elected, they do nothing for you. It's the same old game. Come on, how many times are you going to let them slam the door in your face before you wake up and realize, hey, stop slamming that door in my face. Well, there's no better time than right now to take a stand. And I'm telling you, you can't call yourself a patriot and vote for a Democrat or Republican. You know, the revolution, 1776, was a bold move by real patriots. They weren't going to listen to abusive England tell them what to do anymore. And we have to stop, we the Americans, the true patriots, have to stop letting the Democrats and Republicans ruin our lives with their phony politics and their accepting of bribes and their catering to the rich people. And like I said, you like President Trump? No, you shouldn't vote for him. You should vote for somebody like me. You like Joe Biden? I'm forgetting. You're hopeless. But and you shouldn't be voting again for the Democrat candidate just because you don't like Trump. It's simple. You don't like Trump? Vote for me. I'm the guy who has the solutions. You know, I'm a regular person. Spent my whole life amongst the regular middle-class people. I know everything about society, but I'm an educated, extremely educated person. I know everything going on behind the scenes, too. That's the kind of president you want, somebody with real first-hand street knowledge of what real life is about. You know, you got to think, you know, I'm serious. If you're a patriot in America, don't think about voting for Trump because you like him. Sure, he's better than everybody else because he isn't part of the world conspiracy to set up the one totalitarian government. And he is interested in putting America first. Okay, make America great again. Great slogan. Hey, I can make America even greater than he did. Because I've got more knowledge than he does. He doesn't know anything about the common people, really. You know? He knows about business, making business deals. Hey, you like President Trump? Well, vote for me. I'll make him in charge of business negotiations with the Chinese or something like that. And wherever his talents will be of value. But don't vote for him to be the president. Because, you know, he's going to take care of his rich friends as usual. What do you think he's been doing? You know, sure, he's done a few things, and he'll never be as bad as the Democrats. The Democrats are a bunch of morons right now. It's funny, you know, it's politics is just like professional wrestling, if you ever watch professional wrestling. You know, it's been explained many times, you know, by the professional wrestlers. I think even Vince McMahon explained it once or twice, you know, the whole thing's it's a sham, it's a scenario. One week, Hulk Hogan's the good guy, next week, Hulk Hogan's the bad guy, you know. And that's the way they do it in professional wrestling. It's scripted, who's going to win the match, and that's exactly what it's done in politics. I mean, you think you're electing, if you elect a write-in candidate, then you can say, I helped elect that candidate. Of course, they'll try to throw all the ballots out. In fact, that both sides are trying to win this election. Who can cheat the best? You know, who can gather the most fraudulent votes? Who can discard the most votes from our opponent? Both sides are going to be cheating tremendously in this upcoming election because there's so much money at stake, you know? Now, who do you think politicians want to be elected for? It's all the bribe money that comes your way when you're elected to that position of authority. Don't tell me it's not like that. Really, if you don't understand why people would pay $1 million to get elected to a job that only pays $100,000, why would they do that? That would be throwing $900,000 down the drain, at least. They do it because they expect to make millions in bribe money. And that's how the game is played. And if they're a Democrat or Republican, they are playing the bribe money game. You know, I've mentioned it before. A number of years ago when the FBI did analysis of how many people are honest in Congress, we're talking about 535 people there, they found two. that could be called honest. Well, there you go. How much more proof do you need than that? But you ought to be able to figure it out yourself. But I just wanted to clarify that. And this coming in, I'll say it again. Don't call yourself a patriot if you vote for Trump or the other guy. Don't, because you're not. The opportunity is here this election to vote for somebody like me who knows how to solve problems, all the problems. They're not insolvable. Come on, Trump couldn't solve the border problem. Putting up a wall is better than nothing, but that didn't solve the problem. I know the solution to the problem. Trump isn't solving the fires in California. I know how to solve them, absolutely. Trump doesn't hasn't addressed the chemtrail issue. Come on. How stupid can you be? You're the President of the United States, you're flying around in Air Force One, you never see chemtrails, please. Doesn't even cross your mind? I mean, come on. Obviously, somebody told him, don't go there. And he, being as ignorant as he is, he didn't see what was wrong. Well, he's not educated, believe me. He knows about business to some extent, working better deals with the people that were, you know, taking us for big suckers. Yeah, he's good for that. Like I said, like me, the president, I'll hire him for that, you know. And that's it. But don't call yourself a patriot this election. If you vote for a Democrat or the Republican presidential candidate, you're not a patriot. You're not. The only way you can prove you're a patriot is vote for somebody like me, a write-in candidate, a real common man person. And what more can I say than that except go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, and see for yourself. Okay, time to move on. Hey, anybody got a joke? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Call in and tell us all a funny joke. The number is 888-627-6008. You don't know any funny jokes? Go look on the internet. You'll probably find a couple there. Buy yourself a joke book. You want to be a funny joke teller. I mean, years ago, there used to be people used to hand around, I don't know, single 8.5 by 11 sheets of jokes. You get them at the workplace, you meet somebody in the supermarket, hey, you want some jokes? And we'd pass it around to each other all the time. Sure, all the jokes were racial and sexist, but they were funny as hell. And if you can't take a joke, come on, grow up, all right? You know, the funniest jokes are ethnic jokes, and sex jokes are funny, too. Those are the funniest. I don't care what you say, those are the funniest jokes. Make people laugh. That's the idea of jokes. Why do I know so much about jokes? Listen, I was a professional class clown, that's right. And I made I made plenty of classes laugh their ass off. And what can I say? I know from experience. Hey, you know, real comedy is done on the spot, like in class at school. Of course, the kids of today are being deprived of that, especially when they all have to wear masks now or they all have to space apart. It's pretty hard to get the class laughing at your jokes because it's all too serious now. Here's something most people don't know. You know, the word anarchy, we always refer to it as chaos. But that's not the original definition of anarchy. Basically means without government. And governments, as bad as they are right now, we should be without a government because government has become a bad word. And basically, the people in government are bad. It just, you know, so no doubt it's a bad word. But that's it. Look it up yourself to find out what the original definition of anarchy was. maybe they don't even have it in dictionaries anymore, but I happen to know about it, and that's why I'm telling you about it. You know, blood, that's a real bloody topic, I'll say. Does anybody know what the shelf life of blood is? You know, I said it before, but I just say it again. We need to ask more questions about all these blood donations. And where does the blood really go? You know, I mean, do we really know? Are they, they tell you, most people, every time I ask people that should have known, where they all said, oh, I don't know. Doctors don't know where the blood goes. They think they're told it's going somewhere. Some of it does, I guess, make it to the hospital. So does it all get there? I doubt it. Blood's a commodity that can be sold for probably a lot more money. Look at it. They're paying you for giving it. That says it's probably worth more to somebody else. And while we're talking about blood, you know, there's a lot of things uncovered on social media about the evil cults that abduct children and drink their blood. That's it. They kill them and drink their blood. This is going on. It's been going on for a long time. You know, it's probably been going on for thousands of years. But we thought those days were over, but they haven't. You know, it's been finally revealed, like, back in the last century, they started putting missing children on milk cartons for a while because there was that many missing children. And most of the missing children never get found. And now we know that that was an increase in missing children after World War II due to people were hired to abduct these children and sell them to the elite, who have them killed in satanic rituals and then drink their blood. Plus, they eat the baby parts, too, I hear. It's like tender chicken or something, you know. The younger the creature, the more tender it is to eat. Yeah, this is going on. It is going on. It's going on right now. There's a lot more serious attempts to uncover these groups and apprehend them and stop them. And who plays a role in this? Oh, yeah, foster care homes. They allow their children to be abducted or sold to these organizations. And then if you talk to the people or listen to the people from the secret space program that have spilled the beans after their 20-year shifts, they say that, planet Earth, the deep state of planet Earth, has a, I don't know whether it's an asteroid or what out there, somewhere in the solar system, where they sell children into slavery to other races in the universe that want young slaves. That's where some of these abductees go to. And then there's some of them get shipped off to the Mars colony and part of the secret space program. They're a front cover for that kind of activity. Boy, everybody's hands is dirty in this one. And then we got, you know, other secret groups like the Pope. Yeah, the Pope. He's in with one of those satanic groups, you know. He isn't a religious leader, please. You know, so I'm still waiting for somebody to publicly ask him, what's with the antenna on your beanie? I mean, people don't walk around with an antenna on a beanie unless that's part of their duty, because they want him fully mind-controlled to do only what they tell him to do. And he's obedient because he wants to drink that sacrificial child blood himself. Yeah. Don't tell me he doesn't, please. Prove to me he doesn't, okay? You know, it's time that everybody open up their eyes. I mentioned it before, you know, in the plaza there in Rome and Vatican City, they got a giant obelisk in the center of the plaza. You know, obelisks have nothing to do with religion. Obelisks come, and the one they have there came from Egypt. Egypt was ruled by the false gods, who called themselves the pharaohs. And the false gods of antiquity set themselves up here on earth as rulers, and Egypt was one of their strongholds, and they used the obelisk in Egypt to mind control the people. You can mind control people with an obelisk. That's it. Why do you think nothing ever gets found in Washington? The tallest obelisk in the whole world is in Washington, D.C., right in the center, too. It wasn't put there by just chance. And you got to wonder, well, what was the idea of you, by putting an obelisk there? Well, the idea was the people who wanted to control Washington, the minds of the government that was setting up shop there in Washington, D.C. Yeah, and that's the same reason why the cities outlaid 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, because that's a marker of the false gods who control Washington, D.C., and the majority of the mines in Washington, D.C., and the obelisk is their big control device. How it's done, it's not that difficult to figure out. Get yourself a little education in multidimensional physics. I started out with a great book myself, mysteriously ended up somehow was laying on the floor in my house, where things like this happen, and it just laid there, in the corner. I didn't know who left the book there, but had a picture of crystals on it, and I thought, well, let me just see what's in there, And I started browsing to look for pictures, and I came across this one page that had the nesting pattern for the platonic solids. And I had just recently seen something similar at what's called the Gathering by the Native American people, known as the Gathering of the Tribes. Happens once a year in July, and it happens every year. And so I took an interest and started to read about it. And in that book, The Crystal Connection, if you can get a copy, good luck. It's out of print. And it'll give you an introduction into multidimensional physics and how it works. And, of course, another great book, The Keys of Enoch, more multidimensional physics and how it works. That book even explains how beaming up Scotty works, if you're familiar with Star Trek and their transporter as well. It's done with modulating energy through shapes. That's it. And that's how they use the obelisk. Anything with a pyramid on it, on the top, all obelisks have pyramids on top, forms an octahedron. The octahedron is formed energetically, invisibly underneath the pyramid. This is multidimensional physics. And so the octahedron is a broadcaster receiver, so they can broadcast anything through that. And that's how they mind control people in Washington, D.C. They can dull their minds. They can make them feel fear. They can make them do whatever they want through that obelisk. And, of course, if that's not enough, they can individually target the beams. The secret militaries call it the Delta T. That's it. That's their little code name for the obelisk that's used for mind control and other things, too. You can use it for an energy weapon, too, probably. Hey, you're getting it. This is an educational show. You hear stuff on this show you're not going to hear anywhere else. And you ought to even listen to the show in a couple of days, get the free download load off BBS Radio and out of the archives and listen to it again, because there's so much information in one show, you might want to go back and remind yourself what you heard, because this is like 1 hour of nonstop information that covers multitudes of things. And while we're covering multitudes of things, let me just go through the list of some of the characters from other worlds that we'll be meeting in the near future. The Pleiadians are going to show themselves. The Syrians are going to show themselves. The Venusians from the planet Venus. Arcturians. I don't know if they'll be able to show themselves. I hear they're so higher dimensional, they don't even have bodies anymore. But maybe they can manifest one for the occasion. The Lyrans from a group of humanoid people that supposedly have something to do with setting up the human race. We have some of their DNA or something like that. The Andromeda beings. That's what I meant. The Andromeda beings are up into the 12th dimension sometimes. Those are the ones that we might not be able to see. Yeah, the Arcturians, I think we'll be able to see them. If you can remember that famous movie in the last century, the guys with the dark sunglasses, you know, Men in Black, they mentioned in that movie the Arcturians were going to destroy our planet because they didn't want the bug to escape. And then there's the Ashtar Command, then the Blue Avians, the Golden Colored Beings. Those are the ones that I think that Corey Good hangs out with, or his buddy David Wilcox. You know, I still don't know why the Galactic Federation picked these guys to represent us, please. These guys got a lot to learn. I mean, they've had firsthand interaction, but they're definitely not that great of representations of the human race. I think they're good people. I've listened to their lectures and stuff like that. And I guess maybe that's all the Galactic Federation is looking for. Then there's the Dracos, the bad ones, the Reptilians, and the Anunnaki, and the EGG, or IGG, which are a group of Anunnaki, a different breed. You know, it's a Anunnaki, it's a class society. There's the rulers and then the workers. The IGG are the workers, I hear. Also, they're some of the ones that came down here and raped Earth women, mentioned in the Bible, having sex with Earth women. I don't know. We'll be meeting all these people eventually, and hopefully we can get rid of the Archons and the Chimera and the Insectoids. I don't think they're good guys. Though I hear some of the grasshopper heads, I mean the praying mantis head ones, work with the grays, but I don't know if they're trustworthy or not. Certainly their representations in science fiction lead us to believe that they're not too good. Anyhow, you know, it's still amazing with the U.S. Army that misled the whole world back in the early part of the 20th century when they proposed the medical emblem with the staff with the two snakes around it, and misleading everyone, whether it was intentional, probably. The armies are always under the control of the dark side or the false gods. And still today, there's still some people that use the wrong emblem to represent healing, and the proper emblem has only one snake. Look it up. Google it, and you'll find out. One represents something good, and the other represents something other. So, hey, this is an educational show. What I found amazing was I often watched the Star Trek reruns, and there was 5 Star Trek shows. It was the original, and there was 4 that followed. And I think in the last one, the last series, they're still using the wrong emblem in the doctor's office. Had the two snakes. I don't know. I guess Roddenberry wasn't in control of things anymore. They had plebes. Well, what can I say? You know, all I got to say is don't allow anyone to stick poison in you. And it's insane. If you look at the ingredients in all vaccines, it's loaded with poisons. Why on earth would anybody in their right mind allow somebody to inject poison into you? And then they allow them to lie to you and say it's safe. How can they guarantee it's safe? They don't even know what the hell's in there doing. They're just following orders. Good doctors like good Nazis, following orders. There's no way they can prove to you that that's going to be safe. In fact, once they claim they have a vaccine for the coronavirus, they're going to taint it at the manufacturing plant. Absolutely. And every dose is going to be a deadly one. And they will kill millions and millions of people before somebody catches on to the big sham. And they'll have been paid for all those millions and millions of doses. So they'll walk away filthy rich, and millions of innocent people will get killed. Well, this is what is planned to happen. It's all part of the New World Order takeover plan. Oh, my God. Hey, here's something to visualize. A violet color around your aura. If you don't know what your aura is, buy a book to tell you about it. And so I learned about auras in 15 minutes. I knew how to make the charts, and I began seeing auras. That should be taught in first grade. It's cool. Why isn't it? People, you better get a hold of your school teachers and curriculum people, because they don't know what the hell is going on. They're depriving your children of real knowledge by, you know, giving them a bunch of stupid shit to remember, teaching them to use computers to be a worker slave for the corporation. That's all they're doing, you know. And they don't even give them a safe place to, safe school to come to. It's loaded with radiation and all kinds of other bad things. Well, all I got to say is, I mentioned this last week, but I have to mention it again. I'm watching a video about London. And as the car is driving down the street, there's this giant billboard that says, "Brain implant lets parents monitor teens," on a giant billboard. They were actually advertising their product, that you could get a brain implant to monitor your kids. Isn't that wonderful? Well, they've gone to hell over there in the United Kingdom, let me tell you. And, take seriously what I said earlier. They're vaccinating children without telling the parents. Don't be surprised if they start doing it here in the U.S. You better keep on top of what's going on at the schools. These people can't be trusted. Certainly, and your politicians can't be trusted. And we're coming to the end of the show. So, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. You know any connections to the Galactic Federation, tell them to get off the high horse and come get to a phone and call in, you know. They need to talk to the real people here, not just the government phonies. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown, and then you're going to hear some of my original music. Hey, my recent new video is out, New Green Cafe. Go to YouTube, click on the music button, and punch it in, New Green Cafe. In a couple of weeks, I'll have my Subway Fantasy 2. Meanwhile, go check out my Subway Fantasy, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. That's on YouTube, 29-minute rock and roll documentary. much more entertaining than anyone that ever went before. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. I'll give you the countdown and then play my music, which you called You Caught Me Time. Guitar solo at the end, followed by I Gotta Be Somebody. And check out those videos. They're all on YouTube. I got 19 out there. It's free to watch what you want to know. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
No, John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody for how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel a lot. One known. I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked because I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive or known. I was here, took my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.